Scoot up, pop, pop, ba da. That's my intro song to my podcast. The From Business Student to Business Leader podcast. I'm Chase. I am your lovely host. Today I'm talking about things in social media marketing and business and just stuff I'm learning about. A lot of it is just me talking, getting off topic, but I'll do my best to stay on a specific topic today. So I'm talking about social capital, and I got a really cool official definition off of Google. Social capital is the networks of relationships among people who live and work in a particular society, enabling that society to function effectively. My definition is, you know, you got capital, which is things that you use to make business money. So social capital is like, imagine you know people, and when you know people, you're able to use that social relationship to make money and gain from it. So if I know a really, you know, guy, a president of a company, I know a bunch of presidents of the companies, I've got a lot of social capital because I can talk to some guys and, you know, tell them what I think. And if you know people high up, that means, you know, people are going to respect you, they're going to look up to you, they're going to value your relationship. It's like popular kids at school, you know, they've got a lot of social capital. Everyone wants to be their friend, and they know that, and so they're able to gain from it, leverage that for their abilities, leverage that for their game. So think of a golf club. People join golf clubs to. First, you need social capital to join a golf club. Like, I'm thinking like a traditional, you know, really old white guy golf club, like, where, you know, you're gonna need to know someone to get in. You're gonna have to make, and you're just gonna, it's really hard to get in. You have to have tons of money to get in, and you have to have social capital to get in, and then once you get in, you want to, you know, meet guys. You're there. You're playing golf, to make connections. I mean, of course, some people like to play golf, yeah, but a lot of people are there for social capital. They want to meet more people so that people find them more valuable, and. So the way we're translating that into social media is a cool thing called an influencer. And these people have lots of online friends. And you may think, oh, that's kind of weird. Why would you need 2,000 friends? Well, it's because they're making money. They're not doing it just to have as many friends as they can. Or followers, probably be better to say followers. You've got influencers on Instagram, Twitter, who have a large following because, you know, they're knowledgeable about something. They're good at what they do. Maybe they're just attractive, but they've got a lot of followers, and so they have a lot of social capital. And what that means is they are able to leverage the amount of people that they know and the amount of powerful people they know to sell people things and make money. And so their followers are, you know, contributing to their social capital, and these influencers on Instagram or wherever they are able to post something on their channel, their form, and people will buy stuff from it because they value what they think. They see this person as having a lot of social capital, and so it's kind of an interesting it's not new, social capital, but I was just, you know, translating it to the modern social media marketing. But yeah, if you have any thoughts or questions about this thing, I'd be happy to talk. If you're on Anchor, the podcasting service, you can send me a voice message, actually. I've never actually done one, but... or if you're on YouTube, just leave me a comment. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so hopefully it brought value to you. Hopefully you learned something. And have a good night, morning, day. Okay, bye-bye.